Hello, my name is Joseph Sweeney, and welcome to Fishing Stories with the Sweeney Family, a podcast where we go around and talk to my family members about their thrilling experience while being out on the water, fishing with their friends or their family, and about all the fish they caught, as well as giving advice to any future fishermen that plan on going out fishing for the first time. Now, my family has had a history on both sides of going fishing and having great stories to tell after their fishing trips. My dad, Mark Sweeney, is no exception to this. He's one of the most dedicated fishermen in my family, second to only my brother. And today we're going to be interviewed, asking about his adventures while deep sea fishing on the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico. So, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Joseph.
Well, that's good. So, what can you tell us about life, about fishing in the deep ocean?
Well, I've been to a few places like the Gulf of Mexico, the Pacific, and the Atlantic. So I feel like I've been all over. Really? And it's pretty dang fun.
Well, what can you tell us about the Atlantic Ocean? What kind of fish would you typically find out there?
The Atlantic, I was off the coast of Florida. And if I remember correctly, I only did it once and I was younger in my 20s and I caught tuna, which is very typical for most areas around that, and then some sort of red snapper.
Do you remember how big they were, or do you not remember how big they were?
That trip I don't really remember because it was so long ago. But as far as the Pacific side or the Gulf of Mexico side, I can talk about stories out of that one.
Well, I remember we went to Costa Rica on the Pacific side.
Yep.
Do you have any interesting stories you'd like to tell us there?
Well, I mean, you and your brother and myself battled that big yellowfin tuna, which, and then that trip, we came up with your nickname as Captain Pequeño because you were just an adventurous angler like myself, and you were out there just loving the beyond the water, which the water out in the deep blue is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is certainly a lot of fun out there. Now, what do you think you could tell us about your Gulf of Mexico trip? Didn't you go with a couple friends on that trip too?
We've been with a couple friends. I always say being on the water before daybreak is one of my most favorite moments of any time in my life, besides, of course, the birth of my children and getting married and all that stuff. But as far as a peaceful moment, heading out to the deep blue sea early in the morning before the sun comes up is just awesome. And I've done tons of fishing out there, caught groupers, caught mahi-mahi. I've caught little baby fish to giant fish, and have seen people throw up everywhere. We've gotten stranded out there, thought we were gonna die. There's all sorts of fun stuff. I can tell you the first time I went out there, I was used to catching fish on the bay side or in the bay area, which are smaller fish, and you can sometimes pull on the fishing line, and I was naive enough to pull on the fishing line when we were catching a big grouper, and I almost scarred my hands up because the line hurt so bad because it ripped my skin off. And being stuck in the middle of a hot, sunny day in the Gulf of Mexico when your skin is burning and all you're around is salt water is not necessarily the best day.
Did you end up catching that grouper?
We did. We reeled it in with Uncle Jamie and me.
Do you remember how big it was?
We talked about this. I think it was a big grouper. It was like 60 or 70 pounds. So it was pretty big.
Did you guys end up keeping that one? Or
yeah, we kept it and ate it. And we caught a bunch of fish that day. On the way home from that day, I don't know which is a great thing for your podcast, but we did catch an alligator on the side of the road and throw it in the back of the truck, and then drove back to Uncle Jamie's, and then we took that alligator, put duct tape on the front of its nose or snout or whatever it's called, and then threw it in the local bar with all the patrons inside of it, and it ran off. That was a pretty fun one, because Jamie grew up in a town where, like, he knows every single person. There's only like 3,000 people in the whole town, so that the bar or the local watering hole was everybody knows everybody.
Well, do you have any advice for any up and coming fishermen that are starting out there for their first time?
You know, I think the easiest one is take sunscreen and make sure you have enough water on you. I think that's really the only two things that are advice oriented. Everything else is going to be, you're just going to have to experience it and learn from it and see if that's what you want to do, because it's not for everybody. But when it's like everything, you either love it or hate it. Some people just absolutely love it and some people absolutely hate it. So,
well, thank you for your time.
No problem there, sir. Nice talking with you, Captain Pequeño.
Nice talking with you too.